In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about why you need to run, don't walk, to blocking off your schedule, adding in some time for research. I'm going to talk all about it, but let's cue that intro first and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. Okay, let's talk about research. Now, just today I dropped something pretty exciting for the members of the Social Click, and it was 52 hooks for videos. So 52 different lines that you can start your videos with that basically pull people in and grab attention. And one of the big things that has helped me to become an amazing marketer, before I feel like I was a pretty good marketer, what helped me to kind of bridge that gap and get to a place of being absolutely amazing is blocking out time for research. And it's kind of wild because honestly, you guys, like if I'm being totally honest, I feel like one of my superpowers in marketing is recognizing patterns. Now, this is a learned skill, and the good news is, if you're listening to this here now today, you can literally learn this. Basically, there's nothing that I see where I'm not picking up patterns. So for example, if I look at Barnes & Noble, I'm walking through Barnes & Noble, I'm going to look and see which books have been given, you know when a book is turned the wide way, so it's featured a little more, or when a book is given its own end table, or when it's on display in a feature, I'm going to take notes mentally, sometimes even in my iPhone, and say, what do these books have in common? Is there a picture of someone on the cover? What do the titles look like? What kind of fonts are they using? And I'm always creating these mental files of patterns. When I am, let's say, at Target, I know that Target only carries the best-selling books. So I'm going to look at all of these books and see what they have in common. Do they use kind of cursive fonts, or do they use really bold fonts? Are there very clean covers, or is there a lot of chaos on the covers? I'm going to take notes of these things. Now, the same thing is true as well everywhere that I go. So real fast, if you're like, wait, I don't already do this, it's okay, because it's a learned behavior. This is something I learned to do because I didn't feel super adequate as a marketer at first. I felt like I was always playing at a disadvantage. And I realized that most people don't take the time to study patterns. And if I could just step back and block out just a little bit of time each day or each week to analyze patterns, that I could crush the competition. And so I recommend picking one day a week and blocking out just an hour for research. Now, it doesn't necessarily matter what you research. You can research your TikTok For You page. You can research BuzzFeed's homepage. You can research, watch a bunch of YouTube videos and watch the ones that go viral and see what hooks they use, that first line of their videos. Go to the podcasts in iTunes and look and see which podcasts are featured. What do they have in common with their cover photos? What do their titles look like? I love to actually go into my inbox after I've signed up for a bunch of newsletters. I intentionally stay on newsletters and look at the successful people's subject lines and take notes. So the big thing is, do not let anything be influencing your decisions without stepping back mentally and taking notes about the patterns. Why did this grab my attention? What is it that's effective about this? One of the best ways that we as marketers especially can do this is recognize when something triggers you. That's right. I said it. Recognize when something triggers you. Now, the reason that I say that is because I don't know if you've ever been like scrolling on TikTok or watching random YouTube videos or scrolling on Facebook and suddenly you saw an ad from someone who's marketing themselves really well. Now, if you're anything like me and a lot of the other marketers that I've spoken to, that can be really triggering. You can be like, oh, that person is marketing themselves so well. Great. grab a screenshot, put it into a swipe file on your desktop, and then go back and study all of the ads that grabbed your attention or triggered you or made you say, dang it, that's a really good hook. That's a really good ad. That's a really good YouTube video. That's a really good title. And when you start doing this one day a week, even if it's just for an hour, you will be amazed by the insights that you will see. I even carried this over into watching TV shows, watching movies, listening to soundtracks, listening to music. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for patterns, and I've started to kind of create this like intentional pattern recognition all the time. And for example, I was talking to a world-class marketer, an absolute legend in the space of copywriting the other day. And I was explaining why many of the new generation marketers, the younger up-and-coming marketers, don't know who the greats or the legends are. I said one of the biggest mistakes is it's kind of like the issue between, let's say, Faith Hill versus Dolly Parton. Why is it that Faith Hill, most kids today haven't heard of her, but everyone knows who Dolly Parton is? And you may say, well, it's because one has more hits. Well, not necessarily. They actually have a lot of similarities in their success of their albums. But if you watch what Dolly did, she was very intentional in showing up on kids' shows, partnering with the up-and-coming artists. She intentionally went several generations down to reach a new audience and connect with people deeply. Kind of cool. Versus if we take a look at Faith's career. And by the way, I think that she's great, but you'll notice that she didn't collab a ton with the up-and-coming artists. And if you watch the show Nashville, you may have some theories as to why that is. But the big thing that I noticed was kids today know who Dolly Parton is. Kids today have no idea who Faith Hill is. And the reason for that is because of that pattern of going several generations down and intentionally partnering with the up-and-coming talent. Just the other day, I saw Josh Duhamel. I can't say his last name. Josh Duhamel. Whatever. I'm not going to pronounce it. I saw him doing a TikTok with a bunch of TikTok dancers. And I realized, this is brilliant. I'm willing to bet that he's going to get more roles than some other people who are more well known by the older generations, just simply because he's intentionally reaching down and partnering with that next generation. So I'm looking for patterns everywhere that I go. Every time I open my emails, my texts, all of the above, I'm saying, what is catching my attention? What is triggering me? What is making me want to buy? And compiling all of those things and then studying those patterns. So I want to challenge you right here, right now, to study patterns. If you can get your hands on swipe files and content prompts and those types of things, absolutely do it. In fact, we're going to be launching something really exciting based on this research soon. I can't say what it is or my team will kill me, but it's really exciting because we dive deep into patterns, we research, I compile the patterns that I find, and it is so exciting. But that is a topic for another day. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I will catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.